You Learn Naturally Radio. To bring the community together, to connect with one another, to learn, to be able to connect, educate, and empower.
Moving swiftly on to a rewarding and inspiring selection of role models in the race, faith, and religion category.
It's an absolute pleasure to be able to present this award on behalf of the Ombudsman Service. And the nominees for the Positive Role Model for Race, Faith and Religion are...
Jasveer Singh, Tanweer Ikram, Reverend Roland Jaid McCauley, Kay Aldroyd, Sonia Meggie.
This extraordinary individual serves as the ideal Positive Role Model. They are a determined leader who has been recognised as one of the most influential people of African and African-Caribbean heritage in the UK. Please put your hands together for this year's winner, Sonia Meggie.
Well, for once, I'm actually really lost for words. I didn't expect to win. And the reason why I started Inspirational You was exactly because of events like this, individuals like yourself, because it's so important that we know who we are, that we are supporting one another, and that we continue to pay it forward. Then just seeing my daughter on the screen just reminds me why I'm here. But thank you. I'm humbled.
Congratulations. Well done.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
I meet far too many women who, once they enter a relationship or once they start their careers or once they have children, they forget about who they were as an individual, and they often feel quite disheartened, and they often feel, where am I? And they're challenged in terms of what they're about and what their purpose is. So I go out and I remind those women that you can and you will. So I encourage them to look at what they can do to start a business, or equally within the professions that they work in, tell people who you are and what you want. Ask that mentor, ask that sponsor if they'll support you.
And we've done what we do to bring the community together, to connect with one another, to learn, to be able to connect, educate and empower.
You Learn Naturally Radio.
Hi, this is Sonia from Inspirational You, and I, in my spare time, in my real time, in my every time, listen to You Learn Naturally Radio.
You Learn Naturally Radio. You Learn Naturally Radio. You Learn Naturally Radio. You Learn Naturally Radio. You Learn Naturally Radio. You Learn Naturally Radio. You Learn Naturally Radio. You Learn Naturally Radio. You Learn Naturally Radio. You Learn Naturally Radio. You Learn Naturally
Radio. Okay, Esther and Mina.
Oh, well, we're doing it together.
You're doing it together. Okay. We're going to have a talk.
Okay.
Well done on completing your work placement with You Learn Naturally Abundance Centres UK. It's been a pleasure working with you. Mm-hmm. And as is our tradition now, we do an end of placement reports, an audio reports, so you can share what you've been doing, any insights, any learning, any value that you've taken from it, and also you can summarise things that will be handed over to the next ones who will take over from the things you've been doing. So, Esther, I know you're keen to speak, so please introduce yourself. You can say what you've been studying at college, and then talk through the things that we've been doing here.
So I'm Esther, and I've come from Enfield College for work experience and everything. And
okay, what are you studying?
I'm studying business, level 3, and yeah.
Okay, so talk us through some of the things that we've been doing, that you've done here.
So, my very first week, I was given the task to summarise 2 documents, one that was very long, the second that was kind of shorter, and so I was made to summarise both.
Okay, those documents were on gamification.
Yeah.
Did you know about gamification before?
Never heard of it.
Okay, so now you know all about it, right?
Yeah.
That's about gamification, because this is the benefit of summarising something. The task that you have to do was to make a long document into a summary so that it would be useful as a learning resource. So
gamification. So one of the things that frequently came up was how games can be useful to children, particularly to their studies, you know, education, how it can be beneficial to their education and, yeah, that's what I got.
Okay, yeah. And how did you find the process of actually condensing it? Because at first I told you we needed to make it into one page, and you
right.
seemed to think that was an impossible idea to start with.
Right. Because I've never been used to condensing it so much, because I'm kind of used to bullet point and maybe like a little paragraph, mm-hmm. and you kind of like wanted one line, mm-hmm. which is like the first I've ever heard. So it was quite difficult for me because I was like scared of not getting the key information and just getting something that just may be irrelevant to what you asked, you
mm-hmm.
know?
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. But do you feel that we did it? Did we succeed?
Do I succeed?
Do you feel we succeeded, or did we not succeed in doing what we set out to do?
Yeah, we succeeded, I guess. Yeah.
You guess, yeah, no, be clear. Did you succeed or did you not? If you're running a race, either you win the race or you don't win the race. Did we succeed or did we not succeed, or is there something else? What do you think?
Yeah, we succeeded.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Well, I think we succeeded. I know we succeeded mm-hmm. because the first draft ended up with a one-page summary.
Right.
And it's been very useful. The gamification principle connects to the game that we're developing.
Right.
So it connects generally to our practice of unified knowledge,
uh-huh.
which features using creativity to learn STEM subjects.
Uh-huh.
So it's very important. It's mm-hmm. a very important resource. And people who come after you,
yeah.
they will, I will be able to give them a one-page summary.
Right.
Instead of them having to read that full document.
Right.
Which is useful.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We're going to come back. You obviously did a lot more than that. So let's hear from Nina. Nina, hi, how are you?
Okay.
Good. So introduce yourself, please.
So I'm Nina. I've come from Enfield College.
Okay, your studies?
So I study travel and tourism, level 3.
Okay, so you're also connected to the business administration team. Your course is connected to the same faculty. So you've come in kind of in a way like this. And so we've been doing various things. Tell us about what you've been doing.
So the first thing we did was the cross curriculum workshop.
Mm-hmm.
It was interesting because I kind of forgot everything about science, so relearning it again, yeah, it was interesting.
Mm. Let me just make clear for the person listening that workshop, we have some classes that we run from the Chestnut Community Centre, which are called Level B9, and what you came to was part of our Science Week programme, and we were looking at chemical structures, particularly the melanin structure, and young children, introducing how you can know about the chemical structure, the atomic structure, through number and music, and turning molecules into music through binary. So you entered the workshop. I was keen for you all to enter it because you are doing work in administration. It's important to me that you have a practical sense of what the front end of our service looks like, and also that you meet some of the clients. So that's why I was keen for you to be there. And yeah, what did you take? What you said, what you took from it, you found it interesting. Good. Anything else you found interesting on that?
No.
Okay. You also attended on the next day, because that was on a Monday. That was on a Monday. You attended another workshop to do with our game development.
Yeah, that was the one I attended.
This is the one you're thinking
yeah,
about?
Yeah, Tuesday.
Okay, fine. So, okay. So in the game development, this is also the same thing, exploring the molecule and how to play in that space. So, good. Anything else? What next?
So the second task was to connect with others using LinkedIn. And yeah, it was kind of weird because I never have been in LinkedIn or something.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. And I didn't know exactly what to do, just about science and maths teachers and that was, yeah.
So we did some marketing work inside of there, and you were making selections of various kinds of contacts and persons that would be interested in the work that we're doing. You set up a situation where more people got to know about what we're doing and make connections and build a network. So that was useful. We hit our targets. We had some targets for that, and we hit the targets. So well done for that. Yeah. Esther, what else did you do?
So next, summarising notes wasn't my strongest point, I don't think. So I feel like the next one I did was probably my strongest, and that's when I had to the contacts of business around this area. I don't know if it's around this area. To basically call them and see if they'd be interested in featuring it in the You Learn Naturally magazine.
Mm-hmm.
And through that, I like learnt, I developed my communication skills, and it's developed with talking to people on the phone more confidently and smooth talking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good. Right. I saw that as well. We had a script. The task you had was to clean up and build up or qualify a list of contacts that a previous group of placements helped to build of local organisations and businesses that might be interested in being featured in our upcoming magazine. So you contacted them to qualify that they existed,
yeah.
To qualify that they... their email address and things like this. And I saw the communication improve because we had a good script. Is it the first time you've used a script like that?
Yeah, it was my first time like actually calling random people and yeah, seeing if they'd be interested.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. Well, good. Okay. And Nina, what next did you do? What else have you done?
We went through the contacts there. And I've done the A list, and I'm in middle, or to the end of C list.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, calling people was kind of, yeah, nerve-wracking. Something I don't do normally, so yeah.
Okay, and you've done from, what letters are complete?
So A and C, I'm about to finish, yeah.
B's been done, you did B.
So I did B, D, E, F, and half of G.
Okay. And then Derek started H.
Yeah.
Okay. And you've been updating the system, so persons who come to it now, they should see clean updates
right.
For that task. Okay. What's next? You've done a lot of things.
Audacity?
Audacity.
Okay. Audacity.
Okay.
Audacity, the audio thing.
Audio editing
thing. And that one, at first, I thought I'd never be able to get it because it just looked hard. But as I got into it, it just, the easier it became and the more confident I was. And actually, I don't know if I enjoyed doing it, but I don't know. I just felt like I was learning how to use, you know, a whole different program that I've never heard of, so,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Well, yeah, what you did there, it related to the gamification, so
mm-hmm.
It's particularly for you, because you did the gamification summary,
mm-hmm.
you've also now edited audio for machine reading it
yeah.
Into smaller pieces,
yeah.
Which is also a useful learning resource.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm explaining these things because persons who listen to the podcast, they won't know the background.
Right.
So we're going to hand over, we want everyone to be clear what we've done and what needs to be done. Just like you asked, has anyone done this podcast before? And I showed you the ones we've done, and you listen to it. There were people listening to this, so that's good. And obviously now for you, both of you, in the process of these things, is to be clear what you've learned so you can put them on your CV.
Right.
This is the idea. So do you have, from what you've said so far, what would you put down on your CV for what you've done? What do you think you should say?
Maybe like I have good presentational skills, communicational skills, and I'll probably say I'm good at multitasking.
Okay.
Yeah. And yeah, that's what I'll say.
Okay. Well, there is online marketing that you've entered, with the task that you did, Nina, regarding some of the things that you've done. There is, for both of you, there is editing with Audacity, audio editing. That's the thing.
Well, would that okay?
That's a skill. Mm-hmm. So you've started it. If you follow it through, if you practice it, you can, you know, you'll get better at it. You've been introduced to it, and you can say you can do it. So that's a thing to put down on your CV. You have done administration in regard to summarising documents. That's a thing.
So like PA.
Hmm?
So like your you can do work of the PA.
That's right.
Okay.
You can summarize what I'm saying are specific things to list on your CV.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Reading.
Summarize documents like this.
Uh-huh.
You have, well, in the process you've learned things about gamification, so that's an additional thing. But this is the process. The things you do, you want to be able to list them down in a useful way. Okay, anything else?
No. I don't think there's anything else.
Okay, well, I think you've done well, and you've been consistent in terms of completing it.
Mm-hmm.
So, well done for that. If you feel that you want to do more time, you're very welcome. And I always have to offer to you. Don't laugh, that's not nice. I have to offer to you the opportunity to come in and volunteer your time. Why not? Because you'll get more skills. You'll get skills in a deeper way than the people you get at college. So, yeah. It's an opportunity. When you see it, maybe on your summer holiday, instead of just being on social media 24/7,
mm-hmm.
you might think, okay, let me go and make a contribution and learn some things from my CV, so when I finish, I can get top job. Mm. Anyway, enough of that.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Well done. And we're gonna just got a few more moments to just finish up our summaries. We've got a little bit of administration to do, and then we're complete.
Natural radio. Oh, no, 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 no. I forgot. Come again. So you know natural radio. Naturally radio.
You know naturally radio.
Oh, no, 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 no. You learn naturally radio.
You learn naturally radio.
Yes.
Radio.
Could you possibly rewind and come again?
Are tuned in to You Learn Naturally Radio. You Learn Naturally Radio.
Wow.
YouLearnNaturally.org. YouLearnNaturally.org.